Blog Talk Radio.
Surviving.
truly it does make you want to harm the way they do our lives. But I applaud you that are staying motivated, positive, keeping the faith, vigilant, strong, ready to fight, eyes open, protecting your family, protecting your hood, protecting the belief and the faith of the Most High and the Shah HaMashiach, the Ruach. Brothers and sisters, it is important that we begin to strengthen one another in our community, and this show has been dedicated to that by exposing the ills of society, the ills within our community, and the unseen war against our black and brown brothers and sisters. How the one thing that they would like to do is wipe you off the face of the earth with a slow death, because to do it all up front would be too obvious. Not to mention that we have something that's unseen that's fighting for us. You better believe that the Force is awakening. Forget Star Wars. The people of the Most High are awakening. But even with that, you got white folks killing themselves because the star of Star Wars that shows how it all began happens to be a black man. We know it ended with a black man. So be it. Let the star of Star Wars that talks about good and evil, dark and light, and the Force be about a young black man who brings the Force about. So if you know if they're killing themselves because we're starring in the movie, Father knows what they're going to do when they see a man return that has hair like lamb's wool and feet as brass burnt in the fire. Brothers and sisters, this is a current event news show, and we want to expose some things that have been coming to the forefront as it pertains to the headlines and in the news. And I think that it's very important because our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it's amazing that some of the things we've been talking about for quite some time are actually coming into fruition all around us. It's an exciting time to be living in an era where so much prophecy is being fulfilled. Things that we thought were hearsay, conspiracy theories. Well, we've got agenda analysts that have been speaking on these things for years. And I'm glad that you are being vindicated and validated by the Most High that gave you insight as a prophetic utterance to our people to warn themselves and prepare themselves. We can no longer be the muse or entertainers for this world or for society that seeks to destroy us, because they truly know who we are. They've studied this for years, and they taught their people that they are to repress us and to keep us down and keep us from ever coming into the knowledge of the truth. So we aspire to point out to our people their sins, their errors, their ways that are wrong, the false gods that they're serving, the misconceptions, the misnomers, and teach you how to come out from amongst this world by exposing the lies that you incorporate into your lives because the media tells you it's good, because the media promotes it, because the world promotes it. What we want to do is begin to lift up our voice like a trumpet in Zion and show our people their sins. Also, furthermore, we want to help you to achieve a better lifestyle, a lifestyle that's conducive to health, as long as the Father's grace will allow you to live, to be able to fulfill that, how to protect your family, stand up for your family, stand up for what you believe in, and not to be a follower of these false doctrines and religions and pretty much the ways of every other nation. We don't copy them. And in doing so, we set ourselves up for sure death and destruction. There are things that were not meant for us as a people, as a community, as a race of people. There's been intentional destruction every decade for our people. I think one of the most horrific there's been many that are horrific, so I can't say one of the most horrific, but I can recall the unity that was arising with our people in the 70s, but then here you have the drug wars and the crack cocaine epidemic and the gangster rap and everything that was poured into our communities to decimate the families and the spiritual influence, upon our people. And every time there seems to be some type of awakening, there's something that's brought in to devastate our community. But thanks to the Most High for his grace and his timing, because he does all things in his time and he is our justice. There will be no justice until he comes and he offers and delivers that justice. So ignorance is bliss too long. And I think it's time that we learn to fight for what we believe in, put the partying to the side. When I was a child, I spake as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. As a community, it is time for every young man, middle-aged man, old man, to put away childish things and begin to become the armor-bearer of his community and his people and begin to take it back. I remember when I first started doing this show, Straight No Chaser, there weren't many that were tying in current events with Bible prophecy and exposing the lies and talking about the diets and the GMOs and how they were poisoning our people, and we were in a war. We were being decimated through food, through the clothing, through MK Ultra, predictive programming, propaganda. All praises to the Most High that so many people are aware and are awakening, but we're still trying to put the pieces together because so many people are coming into their own truths that fit the comfortness of their lifestyle. But let me tell you something. Growing up and putting aside childishness, foolishness, and coming out of this world and its ways requires maturity, and it's not going to feel good, but you have to discipline yourself if you want to reap the rewards, if you want your children to reap the rewards, if you want to be ready when the Messiah returns, if you want to navigate through the terrain of all the lies and misconceptions and misnomers and Zionist media and all the silent killers that they're inducing our people with. I mean, come on. Years ago, we had no idea that the vaccinations that they were giving us were actually causing the death, sickness, and heart attacks and cancer. Now we know, and we still don't want to believe it. Now we know that pork and all these other meats are bad for us because we wait until an Edomite or Esau or some other nation tells us it is dangerous. Then we want to believe it because somebody with a white coat know that there's an agenda behind that as well. So we got some things tonight that we definitely want to get into and cover, and a few different topics. You know, this first thing I really want to take a look at before we get into some of the other calls is probably going to read a couple of things to you this evening about some articles. Some of the things will be about some of the truths about Goldman Sachs. They are the real terrorists. I think we take our focus off of the real enemy because of the distractions. Obama makes an announcement about a third term today. We'll talk about how the bacon has been exposed, human DNA found in hot dogs and processed meats. Officers in Baltimore indicted. Six of them were indicted, which is a good thing. And this upcoming launch, or I should say boycott of Christmas, trying to get people to boycott Christmas. Well, if you're really keeping this Sabbath and keeping these not keeping these pagan festivals, and you would have been doing that all along anyway, but I'm not against it. I think it's a good thing for those that are just now coming into the truth. And then we want to get into some of the truth about a lot of natural disasters. It's kind of really hard to decipher what is a natural disaster that's coming from the Most High when an area is being decimated, and then there's also these HAARP machines that are all over the world that are simultaneously turned on, because I did a show some 3 or 4 years ago about weather modification, weather control systems through satellites and HAARP, electromagnetic energy, waves and fields, and fracking underneath the ground and the things that they're doing underground and blowing up nuclear bombs in the ground, causing a lot of these earthquakes. I know where I live, there's been over 150 tiny earthquakes. They claim that the fault is easing the pressure, but we know that there's probably more than anything, more than that going on underneath the ground. So we want to expose some of those things and keep you aware, and spiritually be aware and always be prepared. Brother Ray, what's happening with you tonight, brother?
Hey, shalom, brother. How you doing?
Shalom, brother. I'm good. It's good to be in the land of the living.
That it is. That it is. Another day for us to get it right. But I'll just tune in so I can listen, you know. And being in the midst of the week, and I wanted to have some good words put on me versus everything else the world offers today.
Well, brother, you know you got that good word with you always. I know you've been in deep study today.
You know, I studied not as much as I wanted to, but I did a lot of listening today. I tell you about the one thing I listened to from because of Mr. Heber. I got a kick out of that. I fell asleep to it, woke up, listened to it some more. So I think I listened about 4 hours of video there. So I didn't do as much studying. I did a little bit of listening. Then I opened up the book for the last probably about last hour and a half, and I was doing some time tuning to you.
Okay, for those of you listening, the Most High willing, Brother Ray will be on tomorrow preaching on these precepts. It's always good to get some of this word because that is our Hebrew history book to help us better understand ourselves and who we are as a people and expose the lies of their history that they teach through the educational system. This history book exposes the educational system. All praises to the Most High. A lot of you Hebrews that are waking up, a lot of people think y'all scholars because you got a lot of information, and I'm loving it. I'm totally loving it. And I've seen a few brothers that tell me that people ask them what college they went to, where did they get all this information, scientific information, these dates. But if you study to show yourself approved, as my brother was talking about he was doing, the Most High will begin to reveal these things to you. And this is what's horrifying the world, because they're trying to figure out how we're piecing together our entire history and waking up, even when they tried to mess with our Hebrew history book, which is known as the Bible, and tried to taint it and revise it and deceive us through the churches and the people that went to cemetery school, what you call seminary school, and got your lying preachers that's preaching to the mega churches, preaching the same three sermons and preaching prosperity. But still, through all that, and the genocide, gentrification, everything else they try, we still resilient, strong, waking up, and the Ruach is helping us put all this together. So all praises to the Most High.
Yes.
Yeah. What I was going to say about this, let me read this first article that talks about how we lose focus on certain things. And Goldman Sachs, we'll see why this government is always bailing out Goldman Sachs, a financial group, and they're nothing but financial terrorists and a bunch of Zionist Jews. Let me break down some statistics for you financially, people. Brothers and sisters, listen to this. If you make $50,000 per year, this is what you pay per year. $247.75 of your income goes towards a defense fund. $3.98 a year goes towards FEMA, and we know what they're about because we saw what they did to our people in Louisiana. They really didn't care. They hurtled them into the Astrodome, and FEMA's got a plan for you as well, these internment camps. If you're making $50,000 per year, which you could barely live off these days, $36.82 a year goes to food stamps, the program, and $6.96 a year goes to welfare. Now, this is the part where everybody gets pissed off because they're like, why am I paying into the program for these shiftless people that don't work? But what they don't look at when it comes to the money that's being taken out of your check, going into taxes and everything else, is that $4,000 a year of your money goes into corporate subsidies. And this is how they bailed out these companies and these corporations. And we know corporations run the world, the government, the Federal Reserve Bank, along with these Illuminati people. But your money, you're working. That's why you and I talk about that we're still slaves. We still own one big plantation. I don't care if you are a pro ball player and you get a $69 million contract. What y'all don't know is that half that $69 million is going to pay IRS, pay the ESPYs, pay their agents, go back to the owner of the team. Ball player be lucky if he see a third of that money. And then he's under control because they're going to make sure he marry outside his race and she get all his money. Nevertheless, $43.78 a year for your retirement and disability to government workers, civilian and military. because you won't see it, like Medicare, $235.81. They're trying to make sure that our lives are shortened, our lifespan is shortened, so we won't even see Social Security probably, the majority of us. That'll probably be wiped out. And so it's amazing that most people focus on the wrong thing and don't realize that if you're making 50 grand a year, 4,000 a year, it's going to corporate subsidies, and you can barely make it in society with the type of money that you're pulling in. Analyze what you're doing. This is why it's important for us to learn how to become self-sufficient. Self-sufficient. And I believe the Most High is leading many of us in that direction to learn how to be self-sufficient. We talk about all the time that we're getting back to a place where we can learn. The mentality is beginning to roll off of us where we think we need to go always to our captors. Now, Deuteronomy 28 prophesied that we would go to them and we would have to go to them for everything. But as we're coming into the truth and he's rolling these curses off of us because we're trying to keep these commandments, he's trying to prepare us and teach us how to depend on him first and foremost and to use the things that he's given us to be able to take care of our families. Because I think too many of us, Brother Ray, listen, look to the world and look to our jobs, and we'll put that before the Most High.
Yeah, you know, that's the world we live in. You know, we are definitely, as you say, we are slaves, and like the Most High put it best, so we're captives. We're in the land of our captivity. So,
right.
So we do break that that bond they have on us, and we break that by the renewing of our minds. We keep the thought of Obama, Zionists, or whoever may be in control at that time, they're the ones going to give us freedom. That's the reason why we can put pictures of black men, pictures of leaders, as those are going to be our freedom instead of looking to the Word.
That's right. We got to look to the Word. And I think the Most High is trying to get us to begin to look and have faith in the Word and not have faith in the job. Because, hey, it was Job that said, Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, and if we put too much emphasis in faith on the external things, I think my point I'm making is that at the end of the day, we're going to have to learn how to trust him for all things, because I truly believe prophetically that there's going to come a point where they'll make it to where they're not going to force anything upon us. It'll be hard to get food unless you become complicit with their new world order and that new one world religion and their monetary system. I don't know whether it be a chip or what they're going to give us, but they're going to make it to where if you don't have faith in the Most High, you're going to have faith in that government, that new age, new world religion, that leader, that ruler, and you're going to be complicit with what they tell you you need to do and better do to take care of your family. Because most people are not going to want to see it crying babies, our kids crying and starving for a hamburger. And we know that when our people came out, we had to learn how to depend on the Most High for everything. So it's very important, people, that you learn how to get your faith up, and not based upon physical material things, but on the Spirit and the things that he can do. He is a provider, and, you know, I just know him as that. He can provide, but you got to have that faith.
I think that's a great point. I think I don't think we, you know, as you say, eyes are seeing, ears are hear. I don't think we actually see and hear. Now, as they say, the thing is coming down the turnpike, because there is going to be a differential between you leaning on to the Most High words and leaning on to what man is telling you to do. The same way that if you got eyes to see, you can see they're pushing you to take so many injections and so many things and put it inside your temple, talking about this is going to keep you safe, even though the Most High has kept you safe since the beginning of time with what you put inside your body. So there ain't nothing that you can put inside your body that's man-made that's going to keep you safe. But all these things are coming to pass and becoming more and more, and as I say, burdensome to us. But until we learn to lean on the Most High's Word and keep separating ourselves from the Word, I mean, the world on a daily basis, trying to, again, renew our mind, those things are going to come upon us. They, you know, FEMA camps. Just the fact that you may not be able to live in your own home, the fact that, you know, work and food and all these things are going to be getting regulated. here, me and Brother V, we live in California, and they call it a water drought crisis that's going on here in California. But yet you can take the rich to play a little game, they hit a little white ball, and they'll do gallons and gallons and gallons of water a day just to keep their game playing. But in our case, they'll tax us more and more for the little water that we use. Now, you put that on a bigger scale, us of Jacob, we're going to be the first ones to get penalized and punished and pushed down to that thing of us needing the enemy even more. But unless we lean on the Most High and lean on each other to keep the word and find out what salvation is, we're going to be doomed to fall down to his burdens. His burden is going to kill us. And that's the one that we don't know. We don't choose life. We're actually choosing death. So every time we lean on that captive, and any time we lean on America and that Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, we lean on death. He's trying to kill us in some way, even if they don't come out and say it. You know, they're trying to kill you in some way.
Depopulation is real. And I'm glad a lot of people waking up. But for the most part, most people, I'm not going to say most people don't know. They choose not to know, and they prefer to keep the party going. We got a whole race of people that don't want us to remember the atrocities that our people went through. And they're like, get over it. But they know that they got to pay for what their forefathers have done. And so there's a fear that's upon the earth, especially if they see a man waking up and becoming angry. That's what they want to use these cops for. Originally, I've seen a badge from 1889. Brother put on Facebook, it was a police badge, but the police star that they wore in 1889 said Runaway Slave Patrol to protect and serve white Americans. Now that star says to protect and serve, that's only, but the origin of that badge that that police officer wore was for Runaway Slave Patrol to kill these slaves, and that was a type of depopulation. But let me go back to also what you're saying. They've been trying to kill people slowly with fluoride, GMOs, bad foods, and sisters and brothers, forced vaccination is coming. They already started it with school. It's going to be forced with the babies that are born, or else they're going to call you an evil parent, and they're going to call, who's that, child support, what is that, control, what is that center they call? Social workers? If you don't allow that.
Huh?
Who is that? The people that
no, I didn't hear what you
kids.
Said.
I said, what's that name of that center that monitors kids if they've been abused in the home?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like social workers?
Yeah, where the social workers work. They're going to start calling that on parents that don't allow for babies to get vaccinations when they're first born. And they're already coming in doing things like that. And so we know that depopulation globally exists. And they're doing all they can to control mankind and eliminate you, my black and brown brothers and sisters. And go ahead.
Jerry Brown already passed that law. Like if you go into public schools, it's not for private schools. But if you go to public schools, you're mandated to have those different shots. It's illegal for you not to have them now. So don't matter religion, don't matter your faith base, don't matter if you believe in, if you take your children to public schools, you have to give them that shot. Now there's even a catch 22, because if you don't take them to public schools, if you start taking them out, then again that same thing that Brother V, they use that system against you to try to take your children out your home now. So who are you putting your children in the home with? I mean, where are your children going to be living with, and under whose guidance and whose authority? So if you don't comply, and again, that's another thing that's coming down the pike more and more, when you don't comply to these things, they're going to say that you're an unfit parent, your children are being abused and all these things. They're going to try to separate you from your children. And again, that's something that was, like my brother started off in Deuteronomy 28, that's something that you'll see that happened to Israel over and over again. The same way they try to take our children back in the word right there, when you'll see these sins will pursue you and overtake you, you'll see them manifested themselves today. Because they'll be trying to take your children if you don't comply to these government rules.
Right. So we're seeing, as I said in the beginning of the show, it's an exciting time to see all this prophecy being fulfilled. But it's like, how much more do you people need to see come to pass before you start to believe that we need to come back to who we are as a people and back to our statutes, laws, and commandments that govern our society and that are compliant with the Most High and what He set in order? You know, there will be a lot of natural disasters because judgment is going to come upon this country, but it's going to start with His people first. And so be careful, all you people that won't hurry up and want judgment, because if you haven't been living right or doing the right thing, judgment's coming to your doorstep first. It's going to come to your house first. So don't wish too fast for this world and those of the upper 1% to get theirs, because, you know, if you sitting up here as a pedophile, a molester, a murderer, a dope fiend, a harlot, a prostitute, adultery, fornication, judgment's coming your way too. So there's a whole other lifestyle that's expected of people, as I said. When I became a man, I pull away childish things. We have a responsibility, brothers and sisters, to take care of our own. Start in your house, then start with your community, and start crying out loud about what you see. Too many people turn their backs. I'm laughing today because a lot of people ignored me, you, when we preached about bacon and pork 10 years ago. And now, because the World Health Organization warns of cancer risk from processed and red meat, now they want to listen, brother. You see this?
No, but you didn't tell me about it.
Yeah, processed meat such as sausages and ham, they have said, can cause cancer. Come on, we already knew the Most High told us not to do it. But because the World Health Organization warned and told them, now it's the conversation at the water cooler amongst everybody, like, I guess we better slow down. And the funny thing about it is that, this world has always pushed bacon on people, like, you got to have bacon, 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 bacon. Now they've even warned that bacon is carcinogenic. Is carcinogenic and definitely can cause cancer. They say it's just as bad as cigarettes. You hear me? They're saying bacon is just as bad as cigarettes. We've been telling you that the Most High's laws told us not to eat the natural garbage disposer of the earth, which is that pig. I did a show on that pig last Straight No Chaser. I gave you all the bad things about that pig. One of the things I read last week is that I didn't even know that a snake could bite a pig and it won't even affect them, but the pig will turn around and eat the snake.
Eat the snake, yeah.
I had no idea that the venom has no effect on the pig.
Yeah.
Does not take him out. Man, that right there ought to make you, and that was before the article came out. Matter of fact, I did that show. And then I think it hit that next week. And so now everybody's like, well, no, people still don't want to say that. I guess y'all was right, but it's like, no, we not right. The Most High was right in telling you that you shouldn't be eating this thing. This is one of the lowest, most detestable things on the face of the earth, and you shouldn't be putting it in your mouth because it's loaded with worms and cancer and everything else. So I don't know where they're getting off. I don't know where they're coming from by letting the world know that it kills them, because I thought they wanted to hurry up and get rid of us. But for some reason or another, they're letting people know this stuff will kill you. What you got to say about that? Because I got another one about meat in a second, but go ahead.
The funniest thing is, like, they got all these statistics, and again, you got to be, the Most High word is true. They got all these statistics, and, like, if you're a black person, they say, okay, your race of people, you have a high high blood pressure, cholesterol, and all these different things. Going as far as back in slavery, the thing that they pushed on black people to eat the most was swine. Look at different things, the swine, the worms, it's in there. Like, it don't matter how much you freeze the swine, it don't matter how much you cook the swine, it's in its flesh itself. You can't get rid of the poisons that's in the swine. You just can't. You know, the high blood pressure and all that stuff, it follows us because that's what they pushed on us to eat from the very beginning. So if you take a family, and again, this is stuff that you can look at nowadays. There's people that have taught their children to stay away from pig. They come into the Word in the Most High. We're talking about from the 70s and so on and forth. You look at their lifestyle, and you look at the blood pressure, and you look at the stuff going from their generation to generation. Those things are now refrained from. they have been pushed back. So it's not the fact that you're black, that you have high blood pressure. It's not the fact of all these things. It's just that these curses are chasing you because our enemies are placing these curses on us. And the reason why they're able to push these curses on us is because we do not listen to the word of the Most High. The last thing I'm going to say about it is if you look at Daniel, I think it's Daniel 1 and Daniel 2, the very beginning of Daniel, when the eunuch came to him and was trying to push him all the king's meat. And again, you still live in the world where they're trying to push you, FDA, all the king's meat. If you refrain and just eat what the Most High tell you to eat and have your children eat what he tells you to eat, and then look at the lifestyles you had all these years before with the king's meat and see how different and how much better you live. Just like my brother was telling me, him and his wife went on a little bit just on vegetables and had a little bit of fish and how much better they felt. You can look at how the Most High words affect you immediately and how you'll feel better energy, better wise. And that's the same thing Daniel talked about way back then, as we talk about in B.C. time. So the word of the Most High is never changing. It's still the same, but still we just don't apply it and we don't want to follow it.
I will say that they know because he gave these statutes and laws to us and then gave it to us to teach these other nations. But I will say that the Most High's people that were made in his image are genetically predisposed to certain things that he didn't intend for us to ever eat. You know, in the beginning, everybody was vegetarians. He made it okay for us to eat meat, but it's stuff that they start throwing on us and giving us the scraps, eating chitlins, pig guts, and cleaning it with a little bit of bleach in the water. It's madness. And this stuff was meant to weaken us as a people because we had too much strength. So there was something about how that stuff was just really genetically was not good for certain people, which is why the first thing when we go to the doctor, they'd be like, is your blood pressure high? You got diabetes? History of lupus in your family? That's why they know. They know the things that happen within our community, first and foremost. And I've been saying not only bacon is carcinogenic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but barbecue ribs are because we put it on a steel grill and the smoke from the charcoal and the soot and the grit, it causes those ribs to be carcinogenic as well. And people never knew that. It is not healthy for you to be eating off the grill all the time. And so that same thing was happening with the pork ribs. And we just love everything that is against the Most High. But I guess now that the little medical doctor is telling you it's going to kill you, I guess maybe now you'll pay attention. But I'm hope my prayer is that you'll wake up and start to say, well, it was here all the time and it was telling us, maybe I should pay some attention to this.
You know, one of the things is over our people that I think in, I think they call it Stockholm Syndrome, and they clinical therapy, psychosis and all that stuff, is when you get kidnapped or you get brutalized, you start to relate to your captors, and you're saying, okay, they're not really treating me as bad as I think you're treating. Because if you look back at time, and we say over and over again, they fed us pig intestines, they fed us pig guts, they fed us everything from the root of the tutor, they gave us the scraps, like the left dog at the master's table. You fast forward nowadays, those are the things we say we crave. Oh, we need these things. We need chitlins. We need pig feet. Okay, you're eating the nastiest part of the animal. And the only reason why you ate the nastiest part of the animal is because they forced our ancestors to do it. And to your mama or great-great-great-great-grandmama's credit, you know, she tried to make it like a feast for you, even though they're feeding you poison. I mean, we got to wake up and come away from that stuff saying, okay, they enslaved us, they entrapped us, they brutalized us, they raped us, they changed our minds and the way we thinking, and now we have to break that hold they have on us. So they call that Stockholm Syndrome. And if you talk to our people over and over again, they have that spirit upon them, that spirit of confusion.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that, and Stockholm Syndrome. And the sad thing is that what you were just expressing, that we just took a hold of what our captors gave us, our kids today believe that's our culture, to eat that kind of food, because they didn't know their history, didn't quite understand where we came from. And so I'm so glad that a lot of my brothers are becoming are coming across as historians because they're studying to show themselves approved with medical facts, scientific facts, arithmetic, geological facts. And now we don't have to just, now we've got some we've got some information, because information has been released, and we're coming with scholarship because we can actually show you outside of Scripture. Now, Scripture is the substratum and foundation for us. Let me imply that and emphasize that. But I know a lot of you immediately close your ear when I say what the Bible said, because you hate the Father so much, or you hate this word because it wants to transform you and discipline you so much that as soon as I begin to teach you the truth out of the word, you don't even listen to it. That's why we developed this show, because we can show you how medically, scientifically, what these current events and what they're doing is in the Bible, and then can prove it to you. And that's where we need to be as Hebrews, to be also be able to have the information to disprove you, dispute. But at the end of the day, it's the word. But I know Satan has got so many of you blinded by this world and by lies and by foolishness that as soon as I mention something out the Bible, a switch just shuts off inside you. So, yeah, brother, I mean, all praises to the Most High for what you were saying. And that's our endeavor, is to break that stronghold, because anything that's even a syndrome. Let me read what the brother was talking about. Stockholm syndrome. Or capture bonding is a psychological phenomenon in which hostages express empathy and sympathy and have positive feelings toward their captors, sometimes to the point of defending and identifying with the captors. So you know what that is? And I'm going to say it. I hope you don't get offended. Use a household Negro. Use what they call a house nigga. Because you know why? You would do this. You would say, boss, is we sick? Boss, is we okay? Boss, is... That was Stockholm syndrome, because you desired to be the cherished and coveted one that didn't have to be the field Negro. And even to this day, we have different names for it. We call them Uncle Toms, Coons, this, that. But we find ourselves trying to separate ourselves from our people because we have a distaste and a hate. You know, I can't stand that. I'm going to tell you, brother, with a passion. Somebody that looks in the mirror and wants to bleach their skin. Somebody that looks in the mirror and wants to go get a perm or a hair weave. Somebody that looks in a mirror and wants to marry somebody that don't look like them so their kids don't look like them. I can't stand that with a passion. That is that self-hate, which is the base. Stockholm syndrome is the basis, but then there's other things with programming and brainwashing, and the media has told you that you're ugly and that we don't matter, and you want to disassociate yourself from the struggle and the curses. You guess what? You can't do it. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So,
you know, one of the things you said, and it's so funny, because you call them house niggas, and we can go back to one thing you were just teaching on. You were talking about the grill and the soot and the coal and all that stuff going in their barbecue, and they throw the sauce on it. And you can see, if you do a good little grill long enough, you can see the grill lines and charcoal into the flesh of the meat that you consuming. You take some brothers nowadays, and, you know, we're talking about Israel of the flesh. We ain't talking about the spirit. They'll want to fight my brother V for telling them that stuff is bad for them and their family. They will call you all sorts of N-words. They will call you all sorts of things because they relate more to the captor that telling you that this is American pastime. This makes you part of America here. You barbecue. You giving this to your children. You drinking some of the alcohol, the ale that we provide. This is part of the American pastime. So they'll hate you. They'll hate you for telling their spouses this. They'll hate you for telling their children this, because this is their tradition. This is what they know. Now, I'm not talking about white folks. I'm just talking about the house of Israel. They'll hate you for that teaching. And that's the reason why he says that they hated me, they'll hate you. Because you can look at me, and anybody can tell you, okay, I'm burning some fire, and the soot from the fire is going in there. You can't breathe into your lungs. I mean, if you go into a fire, it's inhalation. It's a problem for your lungs. But yet you're ingesting into your body and wondering why you're coming out with boils and skin tabs and all these different lesions that are coming to you. And say, well, the only thing I'm doing is eating. Yeah, that's the crap slur. But they'll identify with that, and they will hate you for it. They'll call you all sorts of N-words. They'll call you a B-word just for trying to wake them up. And then they'll relate to, and this is my funniest thing, is like everything's killing us. What difference does it make? It makes a difference because you're relating your word, your life to the Most High.
Hey,
let
man,
the
I
Most
heard
High guide
group.
You.
I heard a Hebrew group say that, and they big. And they said, come on, what are we going to do, not eat nothing? Shoot. Then they turned mm-hmm. they turned into Christians and said, we just got to pray over it. What are we going to do? Everything's
yeah.
bad for you. And I'm like, oh, man, now y'all giving in. Y'all sound like a bunch of Christians. Well, anyway, they got a 501c3, so maybe that's what they are. But, yeah, brother, you're right. Our people will fight you over their barbecue recipes. They'll tell you, I'm the best pit man. You can't barbecue better than me. And the thing about
yeah.
it, like you said, those grill lines, are carcinogens. And let me read this to you people out there so you can understand what the World Health, the CDC and the World Health Organization is saying and confessing to you that they've always known. I don't know why they try to come out now. They know we waking up, I guess. So they want to try to just keep you asleep and say, oh, yeah, we all knew this. You know, there's always some type of, how do you say, underlying purpose cause, hidden agenda to the reason why they'll bring certain things out. But we always knew not to leave this stuff alone because I know if the Most High said it's not good to stay away. But anything that's carcinogenic, as ribs on the grill and anything you put on the grill that picks up that soot, the burn marks, listen to what it is. A carcinogen is any substance, radionuclei, or radiation that is an agent directly involved in causing cancer. This may be due to the ability to damage the genome or to the disruption of cellular metabolic processes, keeping the cells from metabolizing through the carcinogens that come from the burning and what you call blackened or char-grilled and charcoal. That stuff wasn't meant to be ingested. Your body's not breaking it down the same way as it would break down raw foods and foods that are good for you. Because first of all, some of the meat is no good, and a lot of the here's the bad thing about it, but a lot of people barbecue beef, smoke it, and the outside picks up the carcinogens, but the inside is still rare, and they'll eat it like that. Because it's hard to get all the worms, the trichia, I forgot the name of the worms I talked about last week.
The pork worms.
It's hard to get all those worms out. It's almost impossible to cook them all out. And then I learned something scientifically. Yeah, you can't. Listen to this. This one kills.
You can't. Yeah.
The worm has the ability, if you cook it, and it's about to be cooked, and that worm is deep inside the meat, the worm has the ability to spin like a cocoon-like and hide and shield itself from the heat. And then once the heat goes down from cooking the food, it can come from up out of that shell, that egg, and break out and come through the meat once again.
They have one, they got some cases. I don't know if you did it on your show last week. I didn't listen to the show last week. They got one case of, I think it was a white dude, that some of the larvae from the pig broke out into his brain. Man, did all sorts of hideous things. You know, it ended up causing death, swelled the brain. The larvae was eating on the skull and the flesh itself. It was just worms from the pig. But that's what's inside the pig. You can't get rid of it. You can't. I mean, most of the times it happens into your abdomen, inside your belly. But you'll get people nowadays, they'll still tell you to pray over the food. They'll still get you. And they take that scripture so much out of area. It frustrates me so much. He said, pray over the food with the word of God has sanctified. Leviticus 11:44, I am God, this is what I sanctify. If you read Leviticus 11, that tells you all the food that you can eat and you can't eat. And if you really break it down. He says, I gave you every herb, meat, and plant is for your meat. Now, for us Israelites who can't help ourselves, that we need to get some meat to chew on, he tells us what food that we can and can't eat in that manner, those animal life. but he gave us every plant and herb for our meat for us to eat anyway. But they twist the word to the point of it. It's not even the same word anymore. And so many people will put anything in their temple. I mean, lips all greasy, smell like pig flesh, got chitlin smell coming out the kitchen. Out how want to kiss you with their mouth after they done ate it and tell you everything good. Boy, anything, the only thing that's good is that cholesterol going up and the arteries hardening to the instinct of death that you're teaching your children for the same reason.
Yeah, we talked
about. I got some little cancer.
No, you good. Preach on. Preach the truth, bro. But those worms, a lot of people die with those worms in their stomach. They have opened up dead people and found thousands of worms in the stomach. And they're trying to work their way through the colon, and they try to work their way through to your spine. They want to get into your spine. A lot of people don't realize that the pain in their joint and in their back is because of the worms. Those pork worms are working their way through their body, and you need to do a flush. Brothers and sisters, please learn about these herbs while you can. They even trying to mess with the herbs and take the potency out of the herbs by making the herbs GMO. But learn as much as you can about teas and herbs to rid your body of this crap. Let me read this real quick, brother. Bacon, ham, and sausages rank alongside cigarettes as a major cause of cancer. The World Health Organization has said placing cured and processed meats in the same category as asbestos, alcohol, arsenic, and tobacco. And we already know cigarettes say that they put on the warning label now that this causes death. The report from the World Health Organization International Agency for Research on Cancer said there was enough evidence to rank processed meats as group 1 carcinogens because of a casual link with bowel cancer. So you don't even have to cook it in put it on the grill for it to be carcinogenic. It's just in the meat. It also says it places red meat in group 2A as probably carcinogenic to humans. Eating red meat is also linked to pancreatic and prostate cancer. The IARC's experts concluded that each 50-gram, 1.8-ounce portion of processed meat eaten daily increased the risk of colon cancer by 18%. For an individual, the risk of developing colorectal cancer because of their consumption of processed meat remains small, but this risk increases with the amount of meat that you eat. These statistics probably aren't even accurate. So there it is there. And even to segue and go into another aspect, they have found that hot dogs and sausages contain human DNA. Brother, that's on a whole nother level right there. They turned everybody into cannibals. I mean, and as it was in the days of Noah, it was hard to find somebody who hadn't been. So I don't know. Let me see if I can find this real quick.
You know, that's such a powerful scripture, and you know, and it's in Genesis. So a lot of stuff in Genesis, because they took in so many of our history away from us that we don't read our complete history. So we'll gloss over Genesis and we won't read any some of the other books. But we're going back to the days of Noah. But to know how bad the days of Noah was, that the father said he was greed. If you just look at Genesis, the father said he was greed that he even made man. I mean, he looked at us, every inkling, every thought, everything we had was our sin and unrighteousness to our very core. He was even, he just grieving that he even made man. But it's not even going back to the days of Noah. We're going to be even worse than the days of Noah. All the flesh of man was corrupted. And we can look at everything from our waters, like you were saying, GMOs. I mean, they're messing with our DNA on a daily basis. But yet, again, what was the one thing you were talking about? You don't know why they put it in the book. But our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Again, look at our captors. They try to keep us from reading. They keep us from writing. They keep us from banging. They can put all this stuff in the paper. We still ain't going to relate to it and read on it. Your pastors will get it. Sunday morning pork chop ministers, they'll get it. And again, they'll still teach you on their biggest lesson is going to be on what tithes you got to give. Why aren't you giving the money to the church so we can help you? We trying to help you. Help us help you. Give us some money. So they ain't going to be teaching you that, hey, brother, they said that people are being locked up, that we the majority in the prison, but we the minority out here. Don't you worry about that. You just keep giving the money to the law. I mean, so we're so destroyed for the lack of knowledge that we're not even searching for the Most High. We still searching for, what did he tell you? Ain't no man will save you from this. So we still searching for that big old black Superman hero with a cape on his chest coming down with a super black man. And you just get on my back and we're going to do all these things. That's not going to happen to the Most High comeback. So right now, you turn back to his laws, his will, and his way.
All praises to the Most High. Well, let's see. In another article, real quick, I'm not interested in talking about to you, brothers and sisters. Y'all know that demonic holiday called Halloween is coming up. One thing I noticed, I was talking with my brother about, is that every year, even all you Hebrews and all you all, and some of y'all in the Christian churches want to start doing shows talking about the origin of Halloween and what people do and all that. Stop glorifying Halloween. I don't care who you are. My Hebrew brothers and sisters, you don't even need to do a show on that this week or that night. What y'all need to do is pull as many Hebrew Israelites together on the radio airwaves, get the house, pray, read these scriptures, and most of all, it's our Shabbat. And we need to keep it holy because he told us to remember the Shabbat and let it be set apart. I don't care what day the world is celebrating. We're keeping the Shabbat. We're keeping it holy. And the Most High is going to be in our midst and our presence to cover our people. This is not a fun time for kids. So, you know, I'm just putting it out there that I'm not doing a show that's got anything to do with Halloween. And I'm asking that we do the same. We don't even have to acknowledge Satan, this world, and their little fun day that they think is innocent, where a lot of people are being sacrificed and killed that you have no knowledge of. I told you over 800,000 people are kidnapped and come up missing every year. That's close to 1 million. They don't just come up missing. Some of y'all done ate some of them in some McDonald's hamburgers, and some of them got sacrificed, chopped up, ain't no telling where they at. Yeah, so, hey, man, this is one of them Khazarian Jews got on there making jokes about it some 10 years ago. Yeah, when we threw with them, having sex with them, and doing what we do, we send them to the meat slaughterhouse and chop them up and sell it to McDonald's. That's what he said. So, I don't know if you ever heard that clip. That was out some time ago. Rabbi Finkelstein. Probably could still find it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, nevertheless, we ain't got nothing to say about that. Ain't going to be no tricks or no treats, none of that. We're going to be praising the Most High. As far as this Christmas, hey, I'm with it because I feel like the best way to hit this world is back with the economy. And we did a show where we talked about the fact that if all of you began to keep the Sabbath and Shabbat and didn't go shopping and participate in this world, they would fill it in their pockets and would wonder what's happening, which is why I implore my people to come back to the Most High and let's take care of our community. Stop going out shopping on the Sabbath. Obey the Most High and his commandments. Take care of our people. I'm telling you now, we're going to have to learn how to barter with each other. If you ain't going to give in and take the chip and bow down and worship Islam or the Antichrist or whatever it's going to be, you're going to have to learn how to barter, get along with your brothers and sisters, and take care of one another. The Most High has warned us and warned you in the midst of Jacob's trouble what will transpire. And the only way we're going to be protected, we're not preppers. You've got a bunch of all kind of people out there prepping, going underground, storing up food. I believe you should be wise. But more than anything, you're going to have faith in order to be led and guided up out of this madness. So, let's see. Also, let me get to something else
that's in the news that I think you might find interesting. First of all, we heard about the what took place in Baltimore, Maryland. Supposedly, these police officers are going to be indicted. That would be a first. I don't know if you can call it a victory. They tore up the town.
Each of these officers are presumed innocent until proven guilty. We have brought the following charges. Officer Caesar Goodson is being charged with second-degree depraved heart murder, involuntary manslaughter, second-degree negligent assault, manslaughter by vehicle by means of gross negligence, manslaughter by vehicle by means of criminal negligence, misconduct in office, office, false imprisonment. Officer Edward Nero is being charged with assault in the second degree, intentional. Assault in the second degree, negligent. Misconduct in office, false imprisonment. Officer Garrett Miller is being charged with intentional assault in the second degree. Assault in the second degree, negligent. Misconduct in office and false imprisonment. Sergeant Alicia White is being charged with manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter, second degree assault, misconduct in office.
Well, all praises to the Most High for, I guess, some degree of justice for what they did to the young brother Freddie Gray, who was just riding his bike. We know there won't be total justice, but it's good that to know that some of these people are coming to justice for the injustices they're doing to our people. I'm still a little pissed off and ticked off at the fact that, you know, you got a cop going into a high school, picking up a little young 16-year-old girl and throwing her across the room. And there's a lot of injustices in this world. But I think it's important that, I don't know, from a consciousness aspect, I want us to be more protective of our society, because they put us in fear with all the gunshots and innocent killings. I don't want you to be stupid. I'm not trying to sound like Farrakhan. I need 10,000 strong that will kill one of theirs when they kill ours. But David prayed imprecatory prayers, like Psalms 35, where he asked the Most High to step up and deal with his enemies. And everybody that sets a trap for him, he asked the Most High to set two traps for them and to deal with them. So we can pray our imprecatory prayers, and we can ask for vindication and validation. What'd you say, bro?
No, I didn't say nothing.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, all praises. I just wanted to play that clip. They tow up the town, fired police chiefs and everything. But, you know, like I said, there's always something to it, because those six that they prosecuting, they didn't let another six or seven go, and you haven't heard anything else about them, where they are, where they live, what they're doing. And millions of dollars were put in their pockets, and they're living another life somewhere else and living happy, because they were a part of the system to help gender the strife in this world, so that they can push us into what's known as martial law. And we're moving with the TPP agreement to a one world government, and so many things have been set into place. And this leads me to this next clip I want to talk about, because we've talked about this. A lot of people wonder if there will be a third world war in place, or will martial law be in place in order for Obama to continue his tenure as president. And he's even made jokes about it to the press, about what he saw on YouTube, about people saying things like that. But today, Obama announced his third term presidential run. And I think this is interesting, on the heels of Biden announcing that he will not be running for president. Today, President Barack Obama shocked the country today with the news that he is running for a third term. Now, this is coming from NBC.com. It's not one of those underground news places. This is NBC.com. And it says, "I can't abandon the American people now, when they need me more than ever," Obama told reporters at a press conference today. "We've come this far as a nation. Now is not the time to do something different. This is the change you wanted, and this is the change you're getting." President hopeful Rand Paul of Kentucky told NBC News he does not agree with Obama and his announcement. "This defies everything the Constitution stands for," Paul said. "We cannot let this man have a third term. In the history of this country, only two presidents have served more than two terms, Theodore Roosevelt and Franklin D. Roosevelt. The major problem for Obama when he runs in 2016 is the 22nd Amendment. In short, the 22nd Amendment states, no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice. The U.S. Constitution does make an exception in the 22nd Amendment, though. This article shall be inoperative unless it shall have been ratified as an amendment to the Constitution by the legislatures of 3/4 of the several states within 7 years from the date of its submission to the states by the Congress. This means Obama's third-term presidential run is only valid if he receives 75% approval from the Congress. Though insiders say Obama plans to make an executive order to ratify this. I'm going to leave it at that. What's your thoughts, brother?
Now, I saw the same article. You got these, you got it on two from, you got doomsday preppers that will go out and say, you know, this is it. I saw one, I don't know if I told you this either. I saw one person, it was an Edomite, they were selling a whole bunch of stuff, and it was based on Obama being president three times. Basically, like some of our Hebrew brothers are selling the word, they're selling different parts of the word, saying that just to prove that he's the king of the South. You know, one thing to another, you know it's going to be Jacob's troubles. You know that the people of the books are going to go through it. So it doesn't matter if Obama's there or who's ever there. They're going to be working for Satan, who's ever in authority. And they're going to be trying to separate you from the commandments. So either it be Obama or another man or whoever made peace, they're going to be working for Satan. And Satan's, as he said, he's in charge of all these kingdoms here on earth. I forgot that, what was the word he used?
If not completely possessed by Satan and having the full embodiment of Satan inside of him.
The king of Tari. Yeah, the king of Tari. So you know all these nations are going against the Most High's word. And it, you know, the one thing about Satan, if something happened to Obama, he'll get another figurehead or another person that's going to work on his agenda. I mean, Obama's pushing gay rights, he's pushing Sunday worship, he's pushing that, you know, like the one song that you came out there singing, whatever you want to do, you do it, and I'm with you. You know, the same thing Satan would tell you.
Yeah,
so whatever,
yeah.
So whatever, he's pushing, if something happened to him, there's going to be something that's going to take his place because Satan's running his rule to the fullest, and he's trying to get ready to fight against the Most High. So everything he could do, and one of the ways that Satan's going to fight against the Most High is to keep people that's actually Israel asleep, because that's where he's going to get his army from. So it's in Satan's best interest to try to keep Israel asleep and dumb and dormant for as long as possible. Keep us with a lack of knowledge.
Well, I got to praise the Most High that we're being validated, some of the stuff we preach, by when they start exposing these meats and the natural laws and certain things that happen. There's certain things that they can't stop and control, because the Most High is going to cause it to come to pass. There's a scripture that speaks volumes to this. And let me read this.
I got a question for you before you go on that. What do you think about Obama being a black man doing the most against the Most High's word as president of the United States? You think that's by accident, or you think the Zionist Jews did that on purpose?
They did that on purpose because of the prophecy in the word. And I think it's prophetic, but they thought that it would be very strong for deception, because he was able to get away with a lot. At his hands, he won over the whole world, but they used him to destroy the Muslim Brotherhood, to come against these other nations and countries, and to bomb these people and to bring democracy to the whole world. Don't forget, this man, when he was running for president, would go to Germany and pack out stadiums, and the whole country would come to hear him. They knew what they were doing. They backed him. And Satan has used him and utilized him too. The president has passed this many executive orders to the detriment of a people. And since he's been in office, I'm not blaming him, but this violence against our people, and the violence in the streets, and the racial tension is incredible. So the scripture I was going to read is Habakkuk 2 and 3. It says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. The vision shall speak, and it will not lie. So though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come." and it will not tarry. We think we're in control. We're trying to analyze what the Most High is doing, but I see him allowing things to happen, prophecy to be fulfilled, and things being pulled back. And if that brother gets a third term, you could hang it up. I mean, you and I was talking about today all the deception that's still to come during Jacob's trouble, and many shall be running after different Christs and false doctrines and chasing them, false prophets everywhere. But prior to that, talking about the false Christ, it said that men of sin will be revealed. So in other words, when I think about, and let me ask you about this, when I think about revealed, it means he'll be present, he'll be there. He'll already be there, he'll already be present, he's there. You will know who, it will be there, and then suddenly it will be revealed. Revealed in the Greek is apokalypto, which means an uncovering. That means that everybody can't see it right now because it's like a veil over it. It's right there. You can see the veil, but it's being covered. And the revealing is apokalypto, which is to reveal it, to pull the cover back. And everybody's like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think everything you said was a great teaching. I think what's unfortunate for us is, you know, the same thing that I was trying to say earlier, that there is no man that's going to save us from this thing. So the fact that we got so many of our brothers and sisters in Israel that's looking for Obama to be our savior, and what he is exactly the opposite of that. I mean, he signed an executive order, just like I was telling my wife, that executive order 13603 or 133660, something like that. He signed an executive order for us to go back in slavery. My wife made me laugh because we're all sitting there talking. She said, well, the only people who've been in slavery, she said the S word. She said, the only people who've been in slavery was us. Well, what are you trying to say? What do you think he's saying? Yeah, we're the only people that have been in slavery. He signed that over by luck, you know?
Exactly.
So, we're not looking at him as the adversary towards Israel. We're looking at him as something completely different than what he actually is. And I think what you said was a beautiful teaching, like I said, is what's actually being revealed.
Yeah. You're going to be like, you've been had. Like Malcolm X said, you've been duped. You've been had. Plymouth Rock.
You've been hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked. There you go. Bamboozled.
Done astray.
And if you look at the picture on there, I got a picture of Malcolm X giving Barack Obama a spanking. It's a cartoon. But yeah, that's what's gonna happen, brother. And all the signs are leading and pointing to that. Everybody knows. I don't see this brother stepping down and suddenly getting the library somewhere and just going into the background. I'm sorry, I don't. I just don't. Because they pushing Ben Carson and Donald Trump to the forefront right now. And what I'm hearing and what I sense, this is just me talking. I sound like Paul right now, but this is just me talking.
I'm gonna say the same thing Paul said. But I think you're a righteous man, so go ahead and talk. Like what he said then. I think I'm righteous.
They're pushing Donald Trump because Donald Trump is emphasizing the fact that America has been destroyed by using the slogan, let's make America great again.
Mm-hmm.
He is pushing it out there, and the preppers are loving it. He is telling you it's ruined. Donald Trump has billions of dollars, so they can't buy him. He's already sold out to Satan because he's very materialistic. And the fact of the matter that him and Ben Carson are working in tangent because they both told NBC or whoever was running this debate tonight or whenever it was, the terms that they wanted ran by. My understanding is that Trump will win the election and he'll make Ben Carson his running mate, but couldn't ne'er one of them stand up to Obama.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton, she got that ambassador to Benghazi killed. Her and Clinton put tons of black people in prison over cocaine and three strikes law.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're responsible for all types of bank calamities and the murder and deaths of many officials and things that have happened. Now, I know I'm spitting some truth now that people don't want to hear, but everybody knows. And I'll tell you this right now. New World Order Illuminati are not letting no woman have the leadership because they are, what do we call ourselves? A chauvinistic to allow that to happen. So they will continue to utilize, this is just me talking, Obama as far as they can utilize it because he was planned all along. Too many people are coming out telling the truth that Obama was picked and planned on being where he is ever since he was a kid. And they paid for everything to get him to where he was. And it was already known that he would come into the presidency at the set appointed time that he came in on. And everybody was so swayed and swooned because he said, I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do. And what do black folks do?
Yeah. You know, and if he's there on a purpose, which I believe he is, I think he's not, it's no accident that he's there. And I don't believe for an instance, you know, again, like my brother said, it's just me talking. I don't believe for an instance, I don't care how you black people want to say it, that we go in there and push a lever and we decide how this country's run. I mean, if you want to believe that, believe that's true ignorance. I don't care if it was the 1800s, 1900s. The 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and 2000s. Us black folks ain't pushing no lever, and we're deciding how this country's run. It's already decided for us. What's going to happen if they have their wills already decided for us 20 years from now? So Obama is not no, he's no accident. And all the stuff that's happened to black people while he's president is no accident either. So, again, I do believe with all my heart, you know, Satan's going to utilize what he can utilize. But as long as Obama's in power, everything he's doing is going against the word of the Most High. I mean, you can hold up the scripture of the word and see everything that he says and what he stands for is against the authority of the Most High. And that should make it plain right there.
There you go. There you have it. That's the absolute truth. And, we're being hoodwinked and bamboozled and, man, this whole world is so busy doing the nay-nay, getting turned up, getting high, getting tattoos. I can't believe how easily our people are swayed from people who are so-called celebrities and stars, and everybody in the world wants to do exactly what they see on TV. And my brothers and sisters, young brothers and sisters, getting tattoos all over their necks and bodies and getting cannabis cards and can't get no job, can't get no work because of the way that they look. And they got dope and drugs all in their system. These are going to be the first people that will be in these camps. I go back to the slavery, that law that Obama passed. They're going to have to work so that they can eat and get what they need. That's why they're going to legalize weed everywhere. But if you can't afford to go in there and buy it, then what you going to do? So they're going to become debtors to the system. If a system turns around and tells you, I'm going to give you this much money per year or per month, but this is what you're going to do to pay it back, just like he did this whole free 2 years of junior college, which was a lie. You know, it was a setup because that's another debtor's prison. Same thing as with typical education, college education, period. Get a loan to get an education, to get a job you'll never get, and have to pay that back for the rest of your life. It's all a setup. So, man, the destruction of America is prophesied. Because the blood is crying out from the ground of the things that people have done to our people. Now, I don't hate other races, and if you want to be grafted in and keep these commandments and the Sabbath and Shabbat, sit up and shut up and sit down and learn, I'm all with you, because you're not going to lead us. But at the same time, we know who was responsible for the treatment of our forefathers when they got here as slaves. And I've read scriptures on the Shabbat that said that they felt they had a right to do it because we forsaked our own God, our own ways, and our own culture, our own commandments, and our own laws. And they knew it, and they knew we had lost our power because we had disconnected from our God, our power, the Most High, Ahaya. And so we put ourselves in this predicament, but he's repealing the curses because it's prophesied that we would wake up. So, I mean, if you look at somebody wake up, you see it's a slow process. They yawn, they kick, they toss, they turn, take them a while to get out of bed, but the process has already started. The alarm clock already went off. So all praises to the Most High for the remnant that will come through Jacob's trouble and not align themselves up with this world, because it's going to take, man, technology is so pervasive. It's going to take a relationship with the Most High just to navigate through what's coming, what's getting ready to come on this earth. Some of us may have to die for it. Some of us might make it through the fire and be purged. But we just have to keep the faith.
Yeah, no, on that one part, you know, and I'm not I choose life. I hope people really understand that. I choose life in every instance what it is. But if you keep these commandments, you walk in these laws and statutes, people are going to believe you're choosing death. I mean, that's how far twisted this world is. If I say that I'm keeping my body as a holy temple and I don't want to put these injections inside my body that are man-made, that are going to cause me death, they think there's something wrong with you. Same way that in a couple of weeks, probably even less than a week, I'll be walking around with a mask on my face all the time at the hospital because I will never take a flu shot, you know. So they mark you by putting a mask on your face. But if you keep choosing this word, you're going to end up, in every essence that it is, going against the American government. When they tell you that homosexuality is okay, that you can have a sex change is okay, and I'm preaching that it's not, again, they'll point out there's something wrong with you. If I say you need to keep the Sabbath day holy, you need to keep it set apart, don't do no work, they're going to be mad at you because you're taking away the workforce. So anytime you choose this word, you know, you're choosing against the adversary, he's going to try to bring death upon you. The best thing that can happen to you is to die in this truth. I mean, if you live your life and you run the race and the Most High got to take you out of here, and if the adversary is coming against you, just like all the other apostles, just like all the other prophets, you keep choosing life every day. And whatever happens on that day when the Most High takes you out of here, it'll be a good day. It'll be a good day for you because you'll be walking in the commandments of the Lord.
Yeah, at the end of the day, brother, the Most High is in control, so it's nothing that we could do to save our lives. And when it's time to go, you're up out of here. So hopefully you'll go in a righteous way where your life will have been pleasing to the Most High. I'm for all of our people that want to help our people to strengthen our communities, our homes, and our families. And we got to catch the fish before we can clean it. And I think we got to live it before we can preach it and teach it. So we are living epistles read up by men, but I still praise the Most High that we're waking up. I praise the Most High for the sisters that are becoming, just more moderate in their dress, attire, speech, and they're not trying to be hoes anymore.
I think the word is grivette.
Say it again?
I think the word is grivette. Grivette, G-E-R-E-V-E-T, grivette. Righteous
mean?
Woman, this word in Hebrew.
Okay.
It means righteous woman in Hebrew.
Right. That's what we're looking for. Sisters, that's what a brother wants. The other thing that you've been perpetrating for the last few years and trying to be like Beyonce, that don't last. And then you want to wonder why. And that's why our sisters are becoming lesbians, dykes, are jumping from man to man, putting miles on their car. It's just ridiculous. So let's come back to the Most High. So all praises to the Father. I wanted to say this one real quick. Let me see. Check this article out real quick. It says that, I'm not going to play this video, but it was said to be believed, and you can see this link if you go to Hurricane Patricia attack on Mexico after switching to the yuan. Mexico had planned to switch to the yuan and to deal with their oil wells in that capacity. And this is why I talked about the HAARP machine, and it's an acronym, H-A-A-R-P. Do your research on HAARP. That was before CERN. Well, it was about the same time because CERN did, they did try to build up CERN, and it shut down, broke down, and they tried to rebuild it. But these HAARP machines are machines that try and modify the weather through satellites and technology, and they've been successful on some fronts. They've been able to actually move hurricanes, which is the reason why there's a lot of metal in our atmosphere, barium and just different metals that they put in the clouds with the chemtrails and different things like that, because it can help them to better control the weather and to move things by satellites. And so this was out there. I can't report this to be truth, but we know that that was a strange hurricane because it came from a different location, came out of nowhere, came with 200-mile-per-hour winds, and suddenly just dissipated. And it was just a little bit different, came from a different position. The understanding was that the Rothschilds ordered it because of the switch away from the dollar that Mexico had planned to deal with China. And we know there's been attacks on China as of recently. So I just wanted to mention that as well. I know a lot of people prayed that there was no destruction and there was no life lost in that hurricane. So we just want to be mindful of the things that we should be praying against and not be ignorant to Satan's devices. With that said, brother, you got something else you want to add?
No, it was good miss of the week. It's good to hear your voice. White Straight Nose Chaser, and to all our brothers and sisters, I was just reading 1 Peter 1. He says, To all the brothers and sisters scattered in Patmos, Galatia, like basically all of Asia Minor and everything east of Egypt, he had greetings to you. So again, to all the brothers and sisters that scattered, you know, greetings. Again, that's New Testament. You're still looking at Israel when he said that. But greetings to all brothers and sisters, you know, you must turn back to the Most High in his word.
Hey, like me and Brother Ray was talking today, brothers and sisters, stop this Old Testament, I don't read that, or New Testament, I only read that and all this stuff. The Christ and the apostles was reading the Torah, the Tanakh, which you call the Old Testament that the Christian church tells you to stay away from and not read, is what they were reading when they was writing these letters in jail and writing these letters to the different leaders of the churches in Ephesus and Corinth. They were reading Torah and Tanakh, and they would have to go to the synagogues and different places to hear this because they didn't have the blessing of what you got as known as the Bible that you can take with you everywhere and learn. So let's keep it real. And another thing I want to say, all these countries trying to pass these hate laws on these hate groups for coming against LGBT and homosexuality, and you got preachers condoning homosexuality. Let me say, sin is not sin, and the Father does not love the sinner. He hates the sinner and the sin. It's scripture. It's in the book of Psalms, and it's in Ecclesiasticus that he hates the sinner as well. So we're not condoning it, and we're not giving into what TV and movies have told us is normal and caused the United States to pass laws to accept homosexuality. Homosexuality is an abomination, and as I print it on my page and made it clear that an abomination is not just a sin. It's something that the Most High detests, and it has to do with the fact that it's one that is cursed by it. It's an anathema. Homosexuality, someone or something intensely disliked or loathed, usually used as a predicate nominative. It means that there's a ban and a curse on you. You are solemnly pronounced as a curse, and you are loathed and disliked by the Most High. Sorry, no, sin is not sin. There are certain things that are abomination. That's all I want to say. So with that being said, I'm going to say, brothers and sisters, keep the faith, stay strong, keep your head up, keep your temple clean. Keep your temple clean. Look out for it. And know that Habakkuk 2 and 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. It's starting to speak loud and clear as you're getting up out the bed, and it's not going to lie. Straight no chaser. So, though it tarry, you just wait for it. Have faith, brothers and sisters, because everything is going to come to pass. It will not tarry. So, I'll be the preacher. Thank you, Brother Ray, for coming on tonight.
Hey, I want to spell out that word I had, too.
Go ahead.
Lady Queen Gevret. It's spelled G-E-V. Man, I just messed it up that quick. G-E-V-E-R-E-T in Hebrew, or Gevret. G-E-V-E-R-E-T-H. But that's a formal greeting that if you were to address one of the Hebrew women of Israel. But I just wanted to make sure I had it spelled correctly.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. So to all my sisters, be how you pronounce it?
Gevret. Again, I'm not no Hebrew brother speaker. I'm just trying to do my best. So I'm trying to learn some of these names. But G-E-V-E-R-E-T, Gevret.
Stay
strong
right
concordance. You'll find it 1404.
right. Hey, if you sisters get a chance, y'all tune in to Heart of a Hebrew Woman. Comes on Tuesdays or maybe every other Tuesday. Most High Willing, Brother Ray will be on tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Straight No Chaser. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. The truth is a journey, not a destination. Kwam Yasha Allah. Peace and blessings, brothers and sisters.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us sweet, wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
woo.